Absolutely, Gerry, and as you rightly said, it's the kind of forecast we're not used to in this country. The Met Service have issued the high temperature advisory, and I suppose, look, from a Kerry County Council perspective, as you rightly say, we just like to get the message out there, you know, to ask people, look, to be responsible, you know, to have a common sense approach when the temperatures are that high, because it will bring its own challenges. And I suppose, you know, some of the places that we would be asking people, you know, to consider would be in the context of, I suppose, just generally, when you have temperatures that high and you have very strong sun, the general advice is, you know, not to be going out into the strong sun in the, you know, in the height of the day between, say, 12 and 3 o'clock. Equally, we would be asking people, you know, cognizant of those high temperatures, to reach out to vulnerable neighbours and relatives and be conscious as well of the impacts on pets of extreme heat. Equally, you know, at the beaches, naturally enough, warm, sunny weather is going to attract people to our beaches. But again, we would ask people, you know, to enjoy the beach environment safely, but to take particular care in the water. Unfortunately, we've seen 2 drownings already this week. So, you know, we would be saying to people, you know, be very careful in terms of where you swim at our beaches. Ensure you swim within the lifeguarded areas. They are marked out. They are patrolled from 11 till 7. And make sure you swim at periods during which the lifeguards are on duty. And, you know, more broadly at our beaches, we would be asking people, you know, as we've often said before, you should be leaving the beach as you found it. So, you know, avoid littering. A big issue that always occurs, and I know it happened last weekend as well, is, you know, parking appropriately. Think when you're parking that if an emergency vehicle needs to get to the beach for an accident or to assist, can it get down there? And also to respect the beach environment. And I think, you know, if people can just bear that in mind with the high temperatures, yes, they're there to be enjoyed, but to be enjoyed in a responsible manner. And we're just putting that call out this morning for people just to think before they act, and be cognizant that, you know, these kind of conditions that we're due to have for Sunday, Monday and Tuesday would not be the norm. And in that regard, we need to take a step back and consider, you know, they are not normal, and we need to adapt and adjust our behaviours accordingly.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what in mind, that it probably is going to be intensely busy this weekend. And like you said, look, people hopefully will be safe and won't get into trouble. If somebody does get into trouble on the water, then emergency services will be needed. So you really need to think twice if you think, I'll just throw the car here and I'll be grand, it'll be fine, sure, it's busy. That just won't do, because you could be the cause of a delay and something terrible happening.
Absolutely, Gerry. And I suppose the other thing would be, you know, given the fact that we are being given a weather forecast, you know, of very, very warm weather, not alone during the day, but, you know, the Met Service are outlining that temperatures will remain high into the night as well. Maybe people might consider that, you know, rather than going to the beach at the normal kind of middle of the daytime, it might be more advisable to visit the beach early in the morning or late in the evening when the heat is not as intense and maybe access to the beach is not as, you know, as crowded and things like that. So maybe to think, you know, along those lines, that the normal thinking we all might have would be, fine sunny day, I'm going to head off to the beach now around lunchtime and I'll head away home around 5 o'clock. That might not be the time to be going. Maybe to think, as I said before, because we're in an abnormal weather situation, the normal thought process, we need to just take a step back and say, well, hold on, maybe I need to do it a bit differently. Yeah. So that's what we're asking people to do, is just be conscious of the fact that we're in high temperature situation, be conscious of what that might bring, and just to act reasonably and have a common sense approach so that we can all enjoy the fine weather, but it doesn't either affect our own enjoyment or that of others.
Yeah. How has the season been so far on our beaches, John, from the council's point of view? Have people been that responsible? Have they left it as they find it?
Yeah, we've generally had a very, very good behaviour on our beaches, Gerry, and I suppose some of that is stemming from, as you're aware, we did a campaign last year, you know, where we have our advertising up as well about, you know, bringing your litter home with you, and ensuring that people just act responsibly on the beach. People need to bear in mind as well that our lifeguards on the beach, their primary responsibility always is to keep their eye on the water and its water safety. They don't have a role in terms of trying to keep the beach tidy and things like that. So we're very much dependent on the public to do that for us. And as I said, the simple message is, you know, if you're going to the beach, no different than if you're going anywhere else, you know, you leave it as you find it, you respect it, and you leave it as you find it in that regard. And generally we find good cooperation from people in that regard.
John, I know the HSE have given advice as well for people, and it's looking after those who are particularly vulnerable, babies and children, people over 65. There can be increased mortality for people over those ages and more vulnerable groups with health conditions in high heat wave times. Hopefully this one will be short-lived in terms of the intense heat that we might get, but just that's important to bear in mind as well, to watch out for others.
It is indeed, Gerry, and as you said, there's some very good advice on the HSE website, www.hse.ie. And again, a lot of that advice is, you know, common sense advice in terms of not going out, you know, in the middle of the intense heat, ensuring that people are hydrated. You know, like the common sense approach always is that if you are thirsty, it's too late, you know, to be sipping away in terms of water, you know, and to have plenty of water, put on the sun cream, you know, make sure you have loose clothing, make sure you put on a hat if you are going out. But it's to have that common sense approach and to say, well, rather than going out for my walk at 1 o'clock in the day, maybe I can do it at 10 in the morning where the temperatures might be 5-6 degrees lower. You know, it's to take that common sense approach, and particularly, as I say, to outline that this is not a normal situation. It's not normal we get these high temperatures. So we need to check our normal behaviours and consider.
Yeah, the whole idea of people say, look, I'll take the top off, I'm working on a building site or I'm doing X, Y and Z, that just, it won't do, particularly for Monday, because it's just not what we're used to, really not what we're used to in this country. It's not a thing to be saying, this is great, I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts because it'll be raining next week.
Yeah, and it's to adopt that responsible element. And as I say, you know, clearly, you know, the one message we'd like to get to people is, as you've reiterated there, this is not a normal situation. And when it's not normal, we can't carry on as normal. We need to check ourselves. We need to check collectively and just adapt our behaviours to the type of weather conditions that are predicted for Sunday, Monday and into Tuesday, and ensure that you know, people enjoy it in a safe manner, but that there's not regrets there afterwards that something happened or something was done which shouldn't have been done. And it's really just to appeal to people to have a common sense approach, enjoy it, but enjoy it in a reasonable and responsible manner.
Okay, John, listen, thanks very much for talking and highlighting that issue with us in the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, Gerry, and thanks for the opportunity just to get that message out to people, you know, which hopefully will help that people will enjoy but be responsible also. Thanks.